All right, welcome everyone to the latest episode of the Affinity Streaming Podcast. I'm your host, Cottrell, joined today by Sarah, Charlie, and Riley. How are you guys?
Good.
All right, and today we have special guest Ashley. Ashley, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Great. Thank you. Thanks for joining us. All right, today's movie is John Wick 4, 2023, rated R, runtime of 2 hours and 49 minutes. Ugh. John Wick uncovers a path to defeating the High Table, but before he can earn his freedom, Wick must face off against a new enemy with powerful alliances across the globe and forces that turn old friends into foes. John Wick 4 is currently streaming on demand, 94 critics, Rotten Tomatoes, 93 audience, 7.2 on Film Affinity, and spoilers are ahead. Before we get started, I want you guys to follow us on our socials, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, Affinity Streaming Podcast. Okay. All right, Ashley, get us started. Tell us your initial impressions of this movie.
I really liked it. I feel like it wrapped up John Wick's story really well, but it was kind of rushed in some scenes, but I'm a big fan of the movies. It was Our Husband. It wasn't just, you know, John Wick. At least to me, it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, I really liked it overall. It's funny that you said it was rushed because I thought it was a little long in places, but it's like, yeah, overall, I enjoyed it quite a bit.
Yeah, I also agree that I thought it was too long, the movie overall. I mean, 2 hours, 49 minutes, like, no more than 2.5. That's the limit. But it was, I'm not a fan of the John Wick movies. It's just a little repetitive for me and it gets boring at points. But I actually think this was the best one. I think it had the most plot, the most like story driven, and it also brought a lot new action elements instead of just gunfight every time. It was bringing other components, which I enjoyed a lot.
Yeah, for me it was super long because I got bored like in a lot of scenes, but at the same time, like, I started like watching like the first because I didn't know, like, I didn't watch them before this one, and they were terrible. At the beginning, I was like, I don't know how I'm going to make it, like, until the fourth, because this is, like, oh, my God, like, it's hard, like keeping, like, watching this, because it's, like, slow, and was also all the same thing, like, all the fight, like, body by, like, against the other body. Here, like, there were, like, other scenes that the perspective of, like, the fighting was, like, indifferent. Like, I loved the one that he was in a house, I think, and they were, like, filming, like, from, like, air, from the, like, a bird eye. Yeah, Ariel was, like, that's new. That's good. And also, like, the lanzallamas. I don't know how it's in English. Like, the flame.
Gun.
Yeah, that gun. I was, like, that's cool. I like it. And also, yeah, as she said, like, there's a lot of more choreo, like, fighting, which I like it. And, yeah, the story, the backstory, I like they put, like, some other elements, and the people, like, started hating each other and having revenge against each other. So that was better than the previous ones. So, yeah, it grew on me because I started very bad. this saga, yes.
All right, let's talk about the stars of this movie. Keanu Reeves, Donnie Yen, Bill Skarsgård, Ian McShane, Lawrence Fishburne, and rest in peace to Lance Riddick, who died on screen and off screen. So let's move into our favorite character. And I don't know, like, Donnie Yen, who played Kane, just stole the show for the entire movie for me.
Correct.
Charlie, who was your favorite?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess the titular John Wick. I don't know. The rest were kind of there to provide, I don't know, background support. Or maybe Mr. Nobody. That guy was fun. I enjoyed him.
Mr. Nobody was my favorite, for sure. I just enjoyed, like, he just, like, pop up. He's so chill, like, not looking for all the glory or anything, just giving the call, like, okay, what's, you gonna pay me this much? No, all right, I don't care. I'll just kill the people trying to kill John until you're gonna give me all the money. And then, like, for the character dynamic to, like, change with him, basically John, like, with saving dog. His dog.
Yeah.
And, like, that little coincidence. Yes. I enjoyed that a lot. And it's like, okay, you saved my dog.
No.
I won't even, that's worth $40 million. You're good.
Yeah. For me was, as he said, like, Kane. Because he just started, I remember, like, after, like, he got, like, the assignment, they were, like, going to that hotel. Osaka was in, like, the Continental in Osaka. That he was, like, eating a soup while other people were killing themselves. And he was like, that will be my time, but first, let me eat. You know? He was, like, behind, you know, like, there, like, just, like, you're the thing. When I'm ready, like, I will go to fight, you know? That was, like, hilarious. And that he brought for me, like, those, like, comic moments in the film. So he was my favorite by far, not John Wick. John Wick, he always, like, limps. And, I mean, sure, he's always being attacked. But I don't know, like, he's too much on camera. I wanted to see other people, too. And this movie, like, did it more than the other one. So that was good. But Kane was, like, so fresh and other style. And I like it.
I like Sharon, right? The concierge, yeah. When they had gotten into the New York location and they were shooting, and I was like, oh, he's feral. I like that.
Was that this movie or was it three? I didn't get them. Now they run together. Was he shooting in this movie?
This, yes. So he had the armor on, and I think it was this movie.
Okay, sure. If you say so.
I thought he died in the first
like 2 minutes of the movie. Didn't he?
He did, but
They start in New York at the concierge, but then it quickly leaves.
Oh, okay.
They blow it up.
They blow up the concierge. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. He was in like 1 second of the movie, but I was always excited to see him. He was always.
Charlie, tell us your favorite scene. Sarah mentioned the
scoop time
fight above. That was awesome.
Yeah. No. My favorite is that whole sequence where they're going to kill. What is it? He's not a Russian. Is he a Russian guy? Whatever that guy is. I forget the guy's name. They're killing the guy to get so he can get back into like the family.
The guy with the gold teeth.
Yeah, teeth guy. The teeth guy. Yeah, I don't remember his name, but the whole sequence, like while they're there, that like silly little card game where everyone's cheating, and and then they call him the cheater for having 5-2. It was just very silly. Like I don't know, I just enjoyed that, and then the fighting there, I really enjoyed too.
Yeah, he was pretty mobile for a big guy. He was throwing some roundhouse kicks.
Yeah, I liked that. I like how everyone in this world can fight. It doesn't matter.
Right, yeah.
I like the pretty much the end when they were dueling. And all thought he was shot. And he gets up and he's like, what did he say? He was like, he didn't shoot you, idiot, or a dumbass, or something like that. Sorry. Yeah, yeah. But it was kind of like the same feeling as like if you watch Twilight, like the last fight scene where they were fighting the vulture, you like that same feeling. And I was like, yes, in the movies.
We won't mention Twilight ever again on this podcast. Go ahead.
I was like, I don't, no, I don't know that scene in Twilight. I guess on Twilight, someone gets shot in the face. That's what I'm imagining now.
My favorite was the fight scene at the Osaka Continental. I was just like enjoying like samurai swords, nunchucks, like all the elements like being brought out. I thought it was pretty cool, like all that fighting and just bringing new elements, because I was so sick of all just like the gunfights from the previous ones. Like, I was like, please, no. And then that like got me excited. It was like, okay, something like good, new. There's a lot of elements here.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that.
And I have another one, because I love the one that the girl, I don't know, that girl was like, let's paint it red. Because like now he was in Paris and they want to like, of course, like kill him. And there was like that sequence that they were in Arc de Triomphe. How is it in English? Arch de Triomphe? I don't know.
Yes. Whatever Arch.
Arc de Triomphe.
Arc de Triomphe. De la vida. There's like a lot of cars and they're like kind of like going against like the traffic. Well, not against. They're just there. And it's like amazing for me that they're just fighting and shooting with all the traffic around. You know, it's like, what? Like you can barely see with all the lights and like, you know, the car's going fast. I don't know. I thought that was like entertaining. Yeah.
I think the one thing I would have changed about that, the car scene and the club scene, is like there are people literally with axes in their heads and the people are just still like dancing and just like
they all know how to fight, so they see it all the time and they know how to do it.
And like that full scene in Paris, like no cops showed up to that, like
it happens all the time. So what are the cops gonna do? You know?
Yeah.
No, the people in the club. No, my favorite part was how they ran away, but they didn't really run. They kind of just they just left like it was. Coward. They were kind of like going out, like, oh, I gotta catch my Uber, like that kind of. They were like screaming, running away. They're just like, oh, well, it's time to go. Okay, whatever.
Would you have changed anything else about the movie, Riley?
I mean, I would have just made it shorter.
Timing.
Just shorter. Like, it. Some of the fighting sequences, I literally was, like, taking naps in between. I, like, had to wake myself up. I was like, all right, like, this fight is still happening. Like, just make each of them shorter. Because they were better in this one than the previous ones. But shorter. I don't need 15 minutes. Like, 5 is good.
I think the fights were fine. I would chop out, like, the whole first hour. All of that Japan stuff didn't really add anything. I thought the fighting there, I didn't actually like those fights. They felt very strange to me. I don't know how to explain it. Like it didn't feel like they were actually fighting each other. It felt very fake there, the fights they were doing. And so I didn't really like it. And then also, also the fact that the Japanese guy's daughter just kind of leaves the story.
comes back, amigo. Akita comes back.
Yeah. Did you watch the end credit scene, Charlie?
She's not part of the story anymore. She just kind of.
You will, because everything is about vengeance, and she wants to venge her father.
Yeah, but then wouldn't it have been nicer if she did that in the movie?
Make it even longer
for the sequel, Charlie.
Well, like they're going in tangent. Like she just keeps popping in, being like, "I have to kill this guy." Like at the end, she's like trying to. Also stop him from getting up the stairs. I don't know. I'm just spitballing, you know? The fact that she just kind of watched the story, like, I'm going to do something then, but not in this movie.
I would add, like, more female fighters, though.
Yeah.
That's all.
I did like how, I guess this is, I don't know how recent, but, like, you know, on all the older movies, like, they only had the women fight the women. It's like, it's great. You know, you can see a woman fighting the men, killing them just fine.
Come on.
It's progress, right?
I know. You, Ashley?
The car scene when they were going in the circle, like that was long. The stair part was long. So there are parts where I would shorten it and like expand on like his family, like, That's interesting. Yeah, a little bit more on the backstory, so that way his whole chapter is completely done, and that everything else, the sequels, can be. I don't want it to be the girl. I don't want the sequels to be about the girl, because I feel like she had such a small story, and it's like, okay, she's gonna obviously get vengeance on her dad, but I want the pigeon guy or the homeless, someone else, you know, not
that's a good question. That's a good question, Ashley. So which of all the characters in this movie would you want to see more of their story?
The Kane.
Kane was good. Halle Berry was even good. Like, I, or even just like a matchup of how they all know each other. Like, there's a backstory on that too.
Riley, Charlie, would you guys, who would you guys want to see?
I want to know more about Mr. Nobody. I just like him a lot. I just enjoyed his character. He was just like not, he didn't want the attention. So like that was why I was like so good with it. But yeah, I would see more of him. There were a couple others. Kane was good as well. And I like what Ashley said. Like, it would be really nice to know the backstory of how all of this stuff got created. Because when I was like watching the whole series, I'm like, okay, apparently everyone in New York is like part of this assassin thing. Yeah. Like, it doesn't matter who you ask, everyone, all the homeless people, all of this. So like, how did this like network develop?
Well, they were, who told me, like, they were about to do like a sequel from for the Continental, like just for the hotel. That would be great, because it's like, yeah, it's new. Could be like new.
They could make it like the Love Boat, where every episode is a different
TV show.
Different guests at the Continental, and they like kill people or fall in love.
Oh, they only booked this room for two different assassins. Oh no!
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
Like a sitcom where it's like, oh no, I'm having dinner with this guy, but I also have to have it with this guy. And he has to like change his clothes because he's like got to put on like the right like apparel so he matches.
I think the father and daughter team in Japan, I thought they were very interesting. I would love to see a series like before this all happened of how they got their hotel and became badasses with the bow and arrow.
Oh, the prequel of the Osaka people?
Yes. Okay. That's what I want. Prequel of the Osaka people. Yes. So another important episode, important question from this movie. Do you really think John Wick is dead? Ashley?
Was he not? Was he in the ground? Like, I thought they were visiting his.
They showed their tomb, but.
Yeah, they only showed a tombstone. If you don't see a body, he's not dead.
That's right.
I mean, if you do see a body, he's still not dead if they want to do it again.
That would be interesting.
The way that they portray John Wick for all of this stuff, it's like, come on, like, he's not dead. Like, he's not.
I think they need that ending for, because maybe if Keanu Reeves doesn't want to, like, continue, they have, like, a good ending to, like, do whatever they want. But if he wants to, like, keep doing it, he also can come back. So I think it's a good ending for like whatever happens in the future.
Cause you know the next one they're doing, right? They're doing like
Ballerina.
Ballerina, which is like set in between three and four.
Oh, really?
Yes. It's a story like between those
two. So they're just gonna be like, oh, he's not dead. This is a prequel.
No, I mean
he's dead, but this is a prequel. Nice. All right, guys, have you seen, do you want to recommend any other movies that the characters, not characters, the actors have been in? Have you seen any of their other stuff?
Yes.
The Matrix. I don't know. I don't remember what else there is.
Yeah, the guy that is like the high table thing, like the one that was like assisting the duo.
Clancy Brown.
So he is in a TV show. It's called Dexter: New Blood. That is Michael C. Hall, like the main character. That is amazing, and he plays like that guy, the high table guy. Plays also like the bad guy in the other TV show.
He also does voice work, and there's two that. I don't know if you guys know, but one, he in the animated Superman series and Justice League, he was Lex Luthor. And two, probably more people know, he's Mr. Krabs from SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know
because... So you're recommending SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Riley, you got it.
Yeah, yeah. The guy that plays Winston is Ian McShane. He's been in a couple things, but I gotta just like give a shout out to Pirates of the Caribbean because he was in that. Oh. So I was like, okay, you can get that. And he also did a voiceover. I don't know for which character, but for someone in Kung Fu Panda, which is actually a pretty entertaining movie.
Yeah. The fighting is fast.
Ash, do you have a movie recommend?
A movie or a TV show? Okay, so Lance Reddick, he's in The Wire, so I started watching that. That's pretty
good. Yeah,
that's a good one. That's a good one.
He's I'm also
go
in the show.
In the what?
The Eric Andre show.
Yeah,
you guys don't know that.
you guys need to visit Donnie Chen and his cinema history. He's a huge star in China, and one of his biggest movies was called Hero, and it's like starring Jet Li. It's like got all the big like Chinese stars in it. So Donnie Yen and Hero, you guys should check that out. That's the old school in me helping out you young people.
Yeah, I have seen IP Man, Ip Man. I don't know how you say it.
Yeah, I think it's
those movies.
Ip Man. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was the star of that movie. Movies also. And there's like four or five of them, I believe.
Yeah. He's doing lots of sequels.
Yeah, he's a star.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do our shout outs of the week. If you want to go first, Charlie.
Yeah, I'm going to shout out It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. It's coming back again. Back yesterday.
Yeah.
That's an interesting choice with that weather. Yeah. I know,
right? Shout out to Canada.
Yeah. Literally, my shout out was literally going to be
come on to
oxygen and like fresh air because, geez, like walking outside the last few days and just like smelling all the smoke and everything it's insane. So shout out to good air, man.
Nice.
My shout out goes to my mom because it got a little injured. She has like a little injured in her elbow. So get better soon. Yeah, and I'm like far away, so it's like, oh, it's a little sad.
Aww. Hi, it's Sarah's okay. Mom. Hi, Sarah's mom.
Hola.
Hola.
Ashley, what's your shout out?
My shout out. So actually for my dad's for Father's Day, I'm doing a YouTube video for him. Not to like do a sponsor, but shout out to my dad because I'm gonna make him watch this video.
Nice.
Yes.
I have a couple. My wife's birthday is this weekend, so happy birthday to her.
Happy birthday.
I got to give another shout out to my brother-in-law, Mike, because he hooked me up. I'm not going to say what he hooked me up with, but my brother Mike and his wife Tamitha, my brother-in-law Mike and my sister Tamitha, they hooked me up today. So
nice.
two thumbs up to those homies.
Samurai.
All right, guys. Thanks for joining us, guys, this week. Make sure you like and share and comment. Reach out to us if you like what you're seeing. Let everybody know that the Affinity Streaming Podcast is on the air. And next week, we're going to be doing a really long movie. We complained about John Wick.
But no, this one is worth
We're doing
longer, I think. But
Avatar 2.
I love James Cameron.
We love James Cameron. Avatar 2.
12 minutes.
I think it's 12 hours and 3 minutes, you said? 12.
He don't care. Everything that he does, James Cameron is good.
All right. Shout out to James Cameron. All right, everybody.
Yeah, James Cameron, come on our podcast.
Yeah,
come on.
He will not.
Avatar.
I can almost guarantee he will not be on the next episode.
Yeah, probably not good enough for our podcast, frankly.
Yeah. All right, guys, thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time. Take care.